Shvius, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Luf she'avrav luf Shvius, so this luf onion that had Shemitah pass. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, imlaktu haniyim es olav lakotu. If the haniyim took the leaves, so there are two parts of the luf plant, this onion. So there's the bulb, which is what we eat of an onion. That is eaten, but it's not discussed here. The reason is, as we're going to see soon, is that there's no zman beer, because the animals would eat that all year round. However, this Mishnah is discussing the leaves of this onion, of this luf. So Rabbi Eliezer says that regarding the leaf, because the leaf is something that did not stay in the field and it would actually die out, and it had a chiv of beer because there was a certain point in time that the animals wouldn't eat it in the field, and then if a person had it in his house, he actually had to take it out and be mafgrid. I'm going to see this Mishnayos later, that there's a machloikis, what he actually had to do with it. Does he have to actually give it to the aniyim, or was it a technical point that he would have to take it out of his house, be mafgrid, but he can keep it for himself? So Eliezer says, if they took all the leaves, so lakotu, whatever they took, it's theirs. Vim lav, but what if they didn't take it? Yasa cheshbin im aniyim, so he has to give a cheshbin out of these leaves, what grew on Shemitah. Because according to Eliezer, Eliezer holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that we just explained, that holds that after beer, when a person brings it out to his field, he has to dafket leave it for the aniyim, and the ashirim cannot eat it. He cannot eat from his own vegetables once it's not found in the field anymore. Therefore, he had to make a cheshbon. Now, the obvious question here, the Taisi Santav asks, that who cares? If you're picking this onion, this leaf of this onion, after the seventh year, so we know by vegetables you go after Lakita when you take it out. So who cares that some of it grew in the Shemitah year? Lamaisa, I'm pulling it out in the eighth year, so it shouldn't be Shemitah at all. So the Rash says that what we're dealing with was with a luf that he actually plucked out during the seventh year. So the Zman Lakita was the seventh year, and then he reinserted it into the ground after he already plucked it, and then after he reinserted it, it then started growing again. And now he's going to take it out in the eighth year, meaning after Shemitah. So now it had some of the growths of the leaf were in the eighth year. So now you have to just make a cheshbon of how much grew in the eighth year. So if the aniyim didn't take, obviously, so you can keep what grew in the eighth year, but what grew in the seventh year would go to the aniyim. And as far as svichei shvius, we're going to see later, things that just grow by themselves on shvius, one's also usher to eat those too. So the Shalom explains that here the bulb, the onion part of the plant, actually grew in the sixth year. It's only the leaves that grew in the seventh year, and therefore there's no gzera of svichei shvius, of things that grow on Shemitah that you can't have them, because the main part of the onion plant grew on the sixth year. So that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Shua Eimerim Loktu Animus Olov Lokotu. Same thing. If they took the leaves, so Zachalon, V'im Lav, but if they didn't, Ein La'anim Olov Cheshbin. So Rabbi Shua held, like Rabbi Yossi later, that it's just a technicality as far as beer, as far as when the vegetable is not found in the field anymore, you just have to be mafgrid and bring it back out, but even the Ashirim can have it. And therefore, it doesn't matter as far as the cheshbon of what grew in the seventh year, what grew in the eighth year, even something that grew in the seventh year, the Ashirim can have as well. The Rav says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua.